Before modern seed treatments, farmers had more issues with the storage in early stages of growth. Today, the seed treatment methods have helped farmers get more from their crops thanks to new innovations and technologies, including fungicide, insecticide, and improvements in microbial activity and nutrient uptake. These advances in seed technology help everyone and in the end can result in higher yields and better grain quality. Good soil moisture and temperature is important, but sometimes diseases can be lurking in the clods and particles. Fungi can cause decreases in yields and can compromise the health of your crop, causing the quality to diminish and resulting in lower prices or even being turned away from the elevator. The effects of fungi can include stunted plants, limited water uptake, head scab, or head blight. In a valiant effort to combat these fungal foes and the potential dangers they impose, fungicides and seed treatments allow seeds to germinate and grow without the farmer having to worry about the fungi attacking from an early stage. There are a few insects farmers really need to nip in the bud. These pests contribute to the spread of some of the worst diseases and viruses for wheat. With insecticides and the treatments, crops can begin to grow without being hindered by pests right out of the chute. Insecticides from the get-go can make or break your crop. Having your seed treated can be a good way to help ensure your crop has the best chances of survival. Seed treatments are not just limited to eliminating the threat of potential fungi or insects, but treatments can also promote and enhance the microbial activity and nutrient uptake by promoting the development of the plant later. Inoculants improve plant growth and soil biodiversity. Certain enzymes and proteins can promote root growth, improve nitrogen efficiency, and improve topsoil conditions. With the improvements in increased rhizobia, the plants will be able to get more of the nutrients available in the soil. With seed treatments, farmers may need fewer fertilizers and soil amendments. Making the initial investment of treated seed can cut back on the need for more inputs, and in turn, cut back on wear and tear on machines, along with fuel, labor, and material costs. Fewer applications means fewer times the soil will be driven over, resulting in less compaction, which promotes good conditions for seeds to emerge. Seed treatments enhance the soil's nutrients. Farmers can make the most out of the power of nature. For more information, visit your local seed dealer. While seed treatments can give your wheat crop a head start, planting certified seed has additional benefits. When a new crop variety is first developed, seed is normally in very short supply. This seed must be increased sufficiently to meet demand. According to the Kansas Crop Improvement Association, when you buy Kansas certified seed to plant in your fields, you can be confident that the seed has high varietal purity, high physical quality, high germination, no noxious weed seed, and maximum yield potential. This is Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat.